One of the trickier mandates for the AT&T Performing Arts Center was preserving Annette Strauss Square. The open-air amphitheater already existed as a temporary structure, so it had to move for the Winspear Opera House to be built. The new square now fits tightly between the Winspear and the Meyerson Symphony Center. Duncan Fulton is with Good Fulton and Farrell, the Dallas architects who worked with Foster and Partners, the Winspear's designers.
Well, it was a great location, as you can tell from the view. It was not one that was naturally connected to the street. And so we had to create a secure ticketing area and to deal with walls that help contain the sound from the surrounding venues.
As a result, Annette Strauss Square is enclosed by a concrete wall that permits entrance only from the Winspear side. Part of the wall will be softened by trumpet vines. The lawn is now sloped for better viewing. With terraces on one side, the entire square can hold around 2,400 people, depending on the use of seats or blankets. The location's acoustics also presented challenges. Fulton says directional speakers along the sides considerably dampen noise from planes or traffic. There was also concern that loud, amplified shows in the square might affect concerts in the Meyerson. But that's been addressed, says Fulton.
We ran a series of studies, and the early information is they were within a decibel of what the predictions were.
The square's sleek, spare, dark gray stage will be able to host concerts, dance events, and simulcasts. The first free public event will be Dance Africa Marketplace, presented by the Dallas Black Dance Theater, October 9th. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.